A new voting system is being tested this year by the Independent Party of Oregon in their 2020 primary election. STAR voting stands for Score, Then Automatic Runoff. Mark Frohnmayer, founder of the Equal Vote Coalition and the first to propose the concept of STAR voting, explains it like this.
So STAR voting it's a new voting system that we first started to characterize in 2014. And by voting method, what that really means is sort of how you cast your ballot, what the ballot looks like. So in a typical, our typical voting method is the plurality method or the choose only one, where you basically have a list of candidates and you pick one candidate that is your favorite candidate. What STAR lets you do is it lets you actually score each candidate on the ballot from zero, which means you don't support them at all, to five, which is the most support that you can give to any candidate in a race. So in a way, it's a lot like the STAR systems that are on Yelp or Amazon or Google, you know, that familiar five-star rating. And the way that the winner is determined, so STAR, again, is score, then automatic runoff. The winner is actually the majority favorite between the two highest scoring candidates. So in the first step of the count, all the scores are added up. The two highest scoring candidates are the finalists. And then your full ballot goes to whichever of those you gave a higher score, even if you gave a one, whether you gave a one or a two or a three or four or five to the finalist you prefer, that finalist gets your full vote. So that's what that automatic runoff is. It uses the scores as both a level of support and then as a preference between the two highest scoring candidates.
Speaking about our current system of voting, Frohnmayer says it is inherently flawed.
There was something sort of deeply wrong with the way that we voted. And that's consistent with basically the broad consensus of election scientists, is that the way that we vote right now is the worst way of voting that humans have ever come up with and is responsible for a lot of the polarization that we see in politics, a lot of the influence of money that we see in politics, and basically voters not getting what they actually want. And, you know, when I look at voting, it really is at the root of every single issue in politics. So whatever it is that you care about, where the will of the people is not matching up with what happens in terms of public policy, the vote is responsible for a big piece of that. And that's what really got me. You know, you can either put out all the fires on the fringes or you can go right to the root of the problem. And that's really where I've seen voting reform as being going after the heart of the problem in our democratic process.
When it comes to the future of STAR voting, Frohnmayer says many localities are considering adopting the method.
Yeah, so we actually have active petitions down here in Lane County. The city council here in Eugene is considering putting it on the ballot as a result of the petition drive that we did in the fall. I believe there's an effort underway up in the Portland area. And, you know, but this will be the very first time that STAR voting is used in a binding political election.
Oregonians who are registered independents, as well as those who are unaffiliated with any party, are eligible to vote in the independent primary and will be able to try STAR voting for the first time. More information about the Equal Vote Coalition can be found at equal.vote, and more details about STAR voting can be found at starvoting.us. This is Yasmin Kobanoglu with the KBOO Evening News.